Hello, my name is Theo Huck. I'm a professor of educational sciences at the University of Innsbruck in Austria. My interests include media pedagogy and communication culture, and also philosophy of science and methodology. In this short statement, I'm going to introduce my paper on visual competence, media literacy, and new literacies. Visuals and questions of visuality have always been relevant to processes of human communication, learning, and knowledge development. Related trends and popularities, as well as pedagogical hopes and concerns, have been quite variable throughout history. But today, we face qualitative and quantitative changes, unlike with any other historical advance of visualization. Among other developments, these changes are related to the proliferation of digital image editing technologies, the mass use of web-based image and video platforms, and processes of visualizing imaginary things which do not exist for our senses. Moreover, biocybernetic reproductive technologies and new forms of biopolitics play an important role too. For example, in the sense that new forms of the intentional materialization of imaginary images are coming into consideration. At least that is suggested by the multi-million investments in genetic engineering research. Along with these processes, various concepts of media competence, media literacy, and visual literacy have been developed. Over and above, many related concepts are being discussed in terms of visual competence, image competence, visual education, and also competencies of visuals. Among the many noticeable aspects in this context, I want to foreground one here which I think is especially important. That is the manifold enhancement of the use of the term literacy. It's not just the enhancement of literacy concepts in terms of visual literacy, and more recently in terms of new literacies, in the sense of putting an emphasis on playful learning, social skills, collaboration and networking, and also popular culture. It is also the metaphorical expansion of the literacy concepts. The spectrum ranges from numerical, visual, and musical to family and environmental to emotional and sexual literacies. I think that this is questionable and, as a last consequence, inadequate. In my view, we should ask for options beyond literacies and take the relations of literacy and picturacy and mathematics or numeracy into account. The consequences for learning, education and knowledge, and also the conceptualizations of these fields, would be significant. Comments and responses to my paper are very welcome.